Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.
Good morning again here on Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. You know, I thought I'd take the next half an hour and give us a whole conversation about something we often talk about is when you're in the midst of transition, what kind of Fs you need to get in order to get an A. I know with final exams coming up for our students out there that maybe it's something you're constantly reflecting on is indeed gunning for that next step in your career, but also surviving the next round of exams. So, you know, conventional wisdom will often direct us, if you're in the state of transition, to update your resume, maybe dig out and trade business cards for prospects or brush up on your interviewing skills and the like. Well, you know why those are all necessary? They are by no means sufficient, as I say. In other words, if you want to avoid a shotgun approach and better yet enjoy the journey, you can get an A when you're in transition by doing what I call focusing on the Fs. And of course, I think Bill Hendricks teed us up aptly and others have during this Thanksgiving season of other things we want to reflect on. For example, the first F would be your faith, that regardless of your spiritual practice, that all along we're not traveling alone. To have the faith in others and the semblance of staying glued together, there is a master plan for us that maybe isn't far greater than anything we can even imagine. And we need to stay open to that possibility and actually cultivate it with trust. In other words, that first F is your faith. Secondly, the F of family. That wherever they are and whoever they may be and wherever they are, that they're really here for us. And they accept, want, and need us to be ourselves. If ever there's that opportunity with family, particularly this holiday season of Thanksgiving, is staying really grounded in remembrance and acknowledgement of that key role of family wherever they are. So your faith and your family. A third one, which we certainly feel here at the holiday time, of course, is our friends. Just like our family, our friends often appreciate and acknowledge our skills and our talents better than we do. In other words, they lean on and they learn from, and we can, from and with their perspective as us. Of course, those friends, too, aren't necessarily the ones that are just immediately in hand with you. If you've had that chance to, of course, engage in not just social networks and sites, but also touching back in family reunions and friends reunions, a variety of venue, that those friends really can bring back and help us circle back in new ways to capitalize on a lot of our strengths and experiences of our past life. So your faith, your family, and your friends. In the mix, of course, there's nothing like when you're in a state of transition, though, with a lot of stress and a lot of uncertainty that put in a whole swatch of fun. In other words, finding ways for smiles, laughter, and antics of all forms and sizes to lighten us up during times of stress. And particularly those of you that are in a company situation or a team that's undergoing a lot of challenging dynamics, particularly this time of year, trying to make the quarter or make the month, that stress is something that really can get in our way. So to get that smiles and laughter and antics and the fun. And frankly, we really need to be mindful and search out ways to let our creative spirits tease us in the same fashion. So thus, your faith, your family, your friends, and your fun. And also in that mix, of course, is a variety of different food. And oh boy, I don't know if I really want to mention that today as I feel like I'm recovering. But what better time to change up and change out our diet, particularly if you're in that state of change, that many times exploring healthy and cost-effective options. We need to be wary of any energy-sapping eating, maybe some drinking habits that could indeed reinforce our stress. So how can we create these top engines that appreciate top fuel for what we go through on an individual basis? So your faith, your family, your friends, your fun, and your food. Fourth one, right, coupled with the food, of course, would be a mindfulness and appreciation for our fitness and our wellness. You know, we often have had guests here on the show that have talked to us about the health and wellness connection with the mind and really needs us to challenge our sedentary lifestyles, be taking on some physical activity up a few notches or even some leaps, you know, whether that be aerobic strength training or maybe even just meditative venues. Chances are that you won't go back if you reach out your career destination as says, by the way, after you've gone through this challenging front, that getting into a good dynamic with your fitness can also be something that becomes a lifetime gift. You know, but I would always say you move out forward fortified with a new sense of physical and mental well-balance. So again, your faith, your family, your friends, your fun, your food, and your fitness, which I suspect if anyone's making lists today, it isn't just your list for your shopping dynamics, but maybe already thinking about your New Year's resolutions or steps you're going to take, that somewhere in the mix almost always is something about physical activity, and really so should it be. Also, when you're in the mix of transition, staying anchored in a recognition, of course, is the role of finances. And surviving does require us really to learn how to live within our means. So perhaps some tightening of our belts, we can give ourselves that latitude to explore some career opportunities. And quite frankly, we've often talked about maybe not making a deliberate jump, but look for the how to create the and opportunity, where it's between not this or that door, but maybe both doors, and that by maintaining where you currently are, you can go and voyage and expand what you're doing in your after-hour time, perhaps not to put quite the stress on your finances. Well, also, there is no better time than when we're mixed of change, though, to clean up our old files and open some new ones, perhaps on our medical, life, property, long-term health insurance, maybe some estate planning, take a good hard look at our investments, real estate, and even our debt reduction. And that's where I would always put in a chime in a voice, not just to engage a coach or the type of reading you're doing as you're thinking about making a transition, but perhaps also look to some advice from a financial planner who can become a great friend when you're in this process of change. And then finally, again, back to the F's, it's faith, family, friends, fun, food, fitness, finances. But I think most importantly, as always that we've anchored in this show, is to focus on others. You know, most people don't really care how much you know. I mean, think about that. They really don't care how much you know until they first realize how much you care. And this idea of helping others when we're saddled with our own challenges can remind us daily of how fortunate we really are. And that is, in fact, really what Bill Hendricks was saying as an anchor for that piece on gratitude, is this idea of really taking it up a notch in terms of what we're all committed and focusing on others. One of the areas I often guide people through when they're going through a career transition in the coaching venue is to take a look at not just the activities they're taking on for networking and resume building and the like, but if at the same time they're really measured in understanding what they're doing with their other time of day, and adding into that perhaps volunteering in an organization that they're really passionate about. One that might involve giving back at their children's school or their next-door neighbor's children's school, a way to stay out there, I'll call it, and out there in a big way, not just, again, networking for the sake of looking for new job contexts, but if you're in an organization or get involved with an association, particularly right now at the holiday where there's special events. We have here in Tucson a big bike build that's been here for many years, where people get together, a sense of community, while they're building bicycles to then give to children in need, that some real magical things happen in that process. I mean, obviously, getting the chance to be anchored in your own wherewithal, but then more importantly, the actual opportunity to bridge and build and be part of a community and make some new connections. Many times people that are actively employed, we like the opportunity of giving back just a part of our time, and it's a great way for us to survey other talented individuals that are of like mind that might give you then an opportunity, an entree to other things. So as you think about that, this special Thanksgiving weekend for you to be focused on the F's to get an A in career transition or any other transition, the thought of remembering the determination and commitment to a faith practice, a love of your family or those remote, not just near at hand, your friends, also the combination of fun in the mixed, your food and your fitness, where you are mentally and physically to endure the challenges you're taking on, and then also balancing and understanding your finances, and then closing with a focus on others. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back for more here on Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Thanks for joining us here today.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, 877-544-2580.